Composites Lounge, der Podcast mit Praxiswissen für Unternehmer, Geschäftsführer und Führungskräfte aus dem Bereich der Faserverbund-Werkstoffproduktion und Anwendung. Wir präsentieren dir regelmäßig Innovationen und anwendungsspezifisches Know-how, das deine Leichtbau- und Festigkeitsanforderungen löst. Präsentiert von deinem Host Ilkay Özgesoğlu aus Bayreuth. So, wonderful, good afternoon, dear LinkedIn Community and Composites Launch members and experts out there. We are going strong on Jack World 2024. This is our afternoon session with Mr. Alan Harper, who just came out of Thailand yesterday night and stood on the booth already at 9 in the morning. Welcome to our show, Alan.
Thank you very much.
So you come from Thailand, no jet lag, because you can
sleep on the plane.
Yes. So that's great, and we can start immediately off in a great way.
We can,
guys. I've met Alan, you have to know, at ICS in Milton Keynes
in England. Yeah,
because I was immediately attracted, because I never saw a UK gentleman with a hat. So Alan is the UK gentleman with the hat. And I asked him particularly to be on my Composite 360 on tour show, because the hat is one thing, he's a gentleman, it's the other thing, and the other thing is, of course, the topic of sustainability. And before we dive into sustainability in the composites reduction, we want to decrease your cost of production. That's our passion, reducing costs of production. We want to introduce you also to Andre. Andre, please have a short introduction of yourself.
Hello, nice to meet you to all the Composites Lounge followers, and I'm glad to be here and to be invited to take part of this great show that's doing great for our industry, transferring knowledge and presenting great cases. I'm from Brazil. I distribute Alan Harper for Latin America and some other countries around the world, and it's been 10 years of adventure. I think about 15,000 square meters of silicon bag placed around our area, and I think we're here just because we've one of the many cases of successes of Alan Harper Composites. So thanks for bringing this innovation to our territory and making this an opportunity for us to make the world cleaner, nicer, and more productive. So nice.
Thank you very much, Andre. So we're very happy with Andre's activity in South America, because he's made a big impression in the South American, especially Brazil and Argentina, Venezuela,
Colombia. Is a bit difficult nowadays.
Okay. Anyway, so it's just not happening here in Europe, but it's also happening in the East and the West. So we're very happy to do that. Our main message is basically what we have there. We have basically eradicated the consumable waste package for infusion, but that's not the only claim to fame here. We work with silicon membranes and using atmosphere to push the resin in, so we have a vacuum process. So that's our claim to fame, and we've been amazed at this year, 2024, at the actual amount of interest. Specifically, we're quite in the backwater here, right at the top.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, over there is like the Strip in Las Vegas.
Yes.
The big hotels, yeah, the big brands. I appreciate all of them, yeah. No gaming here. We are a little community, so that you have an idea. At 5L132 is your booth number. We're a bit away from that main strip, but I'm seeing here everywhere in the surrounding busy booth.
Yes, it demonstrates actually that people are looking us out, because you don't get passing traffic here. You get people who've actually come up to the stand because they read about it through your portal, through our portal, through our presentations on the LinkedIn and on the social media. People are obviously reading about that, and they make a beeline here. So we've been delighted in the last day and a half already of the amount of volume of business that we're actually seeing here. And we really feel that there's a confidence in the message that now we're beginning to bring serious confirmation that we can save people money. And that's really what our business is. Huge savings in material costs by using this process to make the parts.
So, dear community, we will run through not only the product itself, which we will come to it. So more interesting for you guys is always the application side. If I may, I would like to introduce also Ian. Maybe you can introduce yourself and tell us about the success story in the UK.
Yeah, I can do. This is a bit strange. Usually you give me a mic, I want to sing. So,
no, you feel free.
We won't do that at the moment. I own a manufacturing company in the UK. Now, I set my business up 6 years ago, and I set it up solely to use silicon bagging. In UK, the mindset for silicon, well, no one really wanted to use it. They're all stuck on LRTM, LRTM and RTM. And what we've done as a business as showing that it works on a daily basis, and we produce automotive and building, is people bringing people in and saying, look, this does work. Now, we've got a customer that we've now sort of changed their mindset completely. They are turning around about £32 million a year, spending £1 million on tooling every year, and they've only ever used RTM. And now they've got rid of all RTM. In the last 12 months, they've taken 5 ton of silicon from us, and that's changing the face of what people are doing. So for me, from a business, we have saved a fortune running forward on silicon membrane, and I think it's great that everyone's mindset is changing. And that's thanks to Alan, really, and what he's doing.
Thank you very much, Ian. That's very great, and thank you for... thank you for supporting us, and we help. We look forward to keeping you supported throughout the next few years. I come back to Andre, and Andre, maybe you can explain to the people how it's transformed to the Brazilian market or the South American market.
So basically, we were a producer of composites in Chile, and we use light RTM. At that time, 2012, I believe, we bought Alan's system for 16 square meter tools, which at that point he never done. And he thought we were a little bit crazy, but with his knowledge and teachings, we were more than able to make this a success story. And from that time, we invested about $20,000. And right now, after 2 years producing, we saved $240,000. So that's about 10 times return of investment, which I never seen much in many places, if you know. Some like that, I could put my money on you, but 20 times return of investment made me love the system and realize the potential of what we were doing. So I told Alan all the advantages, and he brought me in. And since 2014, as I said, 15,000 square meters is a proven technology. All the bus companies, tractor companies, and truck companies in Brazil and Latin America are adopting or have adopted thousands of silicone tools. So you don't need to be afraid. Will this work or will not work? If you say it work, it works. So come over, talk to us, and you'll be sure to be saving thousands or hundreds of thousands or maybe millions. That depends on you. I hope we continue to harvest great success.
Well, I expect to be here next year and the year after.
Yes.
God willing. Inshallah, as they say. Some people say to me, how do you make sure if you have a hole in your membrane, you can find it? Well, we have a very, very interesting system here, and I'd like to show that to you now. And we use a high voltage to spark through a hole. And if you haven't seen it before, you would think it's something from Tesla. It's amazing. So I will just show you that how we find a hole very quickly in a membrane. Will you find a hole, Alan, if you have a hole in your bag? Normally, we only look when we've just manufactured that, because once it's manufactured, very seldom do we get a hole develop after in its production life, which could be 600 injections. But here, we've actually destroyed this bag by making a hole in it under vacuum, and that we couldn't use it. So to find that, How do you find it? And we're talking about a microscopic hole. So we use this, what we call the Vacstat, and we can spread across here a wand which has 35,000 volts on it, and we're underneath is a conducting surface, and we spread it across. And if we find the hole, there's the hole. So it's jumping, the spark jumps through a hole that I can't even see. And we can fill that hole with a repair silicon, which we call 153, and repair it in a few seconds, and we're in business now. So that's just one of the innovations that we brought to our industry. The main part of reusables is their word. They're reusables. And what we've come along to bring to the industry is a process which eliminates all consumables. Consumables, I mean, when you want to put resin through fibers, you have to help the resin spread out. And usually in infusion, you use flow mesh. And at the end of that operation, you will make this amount of waste on a mold this size. This is the actual physical waste that we took from this bag when we didn't use a reusable. This reusable machine, the membrane here, will work 600 times. So 600 times of that is replaced by this. So how do we do that? The main thing is that it self-seals. There's a seal on the mold, and we can put it under vacuum and pull the vacuum very easily. We can also spread the resin around by introducing the resin at one point, as you can see here. And we spread it around, and we eliminate the flow mesh by introducing what we call morph runners. It's a flow field. You can probably see these lines. You can see the lines here, and they will actually open momentarily to let the resin in and spread over the fiber. Here the fiber is carbon fiber, very high density carbon fiber and glass fiber, and the resin will not flow through it over a meter or 2 meters or whatever, only a few centimeters. And therefore we've put in here a flow aid inside the membrane, which will operate. Aidan, if you could switch that one on. Aidan's just switched that channel on. You can see the channel has just self-formed to allow the resin to flow. And as the resin flows across, we switch on the next one, and it flows across, and we switch on the next one. And by this way, we can actually externally control the resin flow into the fiber without using consumable flow mesh, which means this is just eliminates all that waste, which is a no-brainer for most people, but it's now the technology exists to remove all that consumable waste. And when it's finished, we can eliminate that, so there's no channels left on the molded part. That's what we call morph flow fields. That's an innovation that we've brought to the industry now. Just move to another spot on the stand where we're actually going to show you that the process is not confined to glass fiber and actually carbon fiber. We can also be using flax and certain resins. Here we have a flax product made from a mold that we have on the stand here that is being done by a small company in Cornwall in England called Tonic, and they use flax, and they're using the same system to make this part, and it's been infused with a resin into the flax with a very good surface finish for internal automotive parts. And you can see here the mold, which is a silicon mold which basically follows the same shape as the part, and will self-seal on a complex reflange here to seal down and allow the resin to enter in through the resin point. Some people say, how do you actually apply the silicon? Well, you can buy the silicon in two forms. One of the smallest way in which you can do it is you can take a cassette or a canister like this, which is the A and B silicon, and put it through a handheld machine like this we see on the stand here. And that will allow you, that's about 500 USD dollars. But if you've got much bigger parts to make, like a nacelle of a wind turbine blade, then you would use a different machine, which would I come and show you over here. So coming away from the smaller machine, which we call the Microtop, we come to the Top Gear Silicon 6, and this is a much higher output machine, which will deliver to make several square meters in just an hour. This takes the two resins through a mixing head to a spray nozzle and has a very good flexibility to hold at a very arm's length to spray the resin. So we can actually spray over 3 meters away and still get the silicon applied to the mold, or close up by applying the an angle to the spray tip. That's an air-operated machine, no electricity, entirely air-operated machine. So that's how people use the silicon from the drum and put it into the silicon membranes. The silicon will cure in about 10 minutes. So we can make a membrane in the morning and in the afternoon take it off and try it, so we can see the whole operation in one day of, say, a 4 or 5 square meter mold. Thank you. In my short trip here to France from our place in Thailand, I simply want to leave one message, and that is this year, 2024, that we say from Allan Harper Composites, welcome to the future of composites, because we are bringing you a much lower cost of available technology to change your resin and into molded parts for the composites industry.
Thanks for the wrap up, Allan. It was really nice to meet you and talk to you about your fantastic reusable bags here. And I'm seeing here also another saying, improve working conditions.
Yes.
Yeah, improve working conditions. And that's all about, because with composites, we are in the reinforcement side, glass fiber textiles, we have resins. These are challenging sometimes working conditions anyway. And if someone can ease that working conditions, that's of course some of our aims. Thank you very much. One more time, Allan.
Thank you very much, Ilka, for giving us the opportunity to bring this much more noble process to the composites industry. Thank you.
Have a great show.
Thank you very much, Ilka. I appreciate it.
Der Composites Lounge Podcast gefällt dir? Dann empfehle diesen bitte weiter. Du willst noch mehr Tipps zu Composites oder Sichtbarkeit in LinkedIn? Vernetze dich mit Ilka Özgesolu auf LinkedIn und trete der exklusiven LinkedIn-Gruppe Composites Lounge bei. Dort wirst du dich mit Gleichgesinnten über die neuesten Technologietrends austauschen. Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen!